Greetings, this is Dedrick Tillerson, founder of Forest Sports Foundation. Since our humble beginnings in 2014, our mission has been to uplift, educate, connect, and promote success in the LGBT community through the avenue of sports. Not only do we produce tournaments throughout the year, we also provide mentoring, develop talent pools, volunteer our time, and institute solid plans to help build awareness around the LGBT sports movement. For more information about how you can support the growth of our foundation, visit our website at www.4ussports.org. Again, that's www.4ussports.org. Whatever your favorite sport or game is, know that you have a home here at Forest Sports. We definitely look forward to seeing you at our next tournament.
Greetings, this is Joshua Lorenz, president of the Metro Atlanta Association of Professionals. Are you looking to expand your business, seeking employment connections, or are you looking to grow your professional network? Then this is the organization for you. We are Atlanta's first and oldest business association for professional members of the LGBT community and our allies. We've been at the cutting edge of making sure you meet the right professional connections to take your career to the next level. For more information about membership and being part of our legacy, visit our website at www.maapatl.org. Once again, that's maapatl.org. Looking for networking? There's a map for that. We look forward to seeing you at our next event.
Greetings to our listening audience and welcome to Meek Productions Syndicated Shows as we present to you a new episode of our number one LGBT community news outlet, Meek Pro Media Special Edition, starting right now. Two, three, and we're live once again. Welcome to another afternoon edition of Meek Pro Media Special Edition News. This is the CEO broadcasting live and direct in the heart of downtown ATL, representing the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency and production company. Don't forget to check out our previously broadcast shows at media.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's M-E-D-I-A dot M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S, .com. As always, give us a call on our toll-free office hotline at 1-855-MEEK-PRO. Once again, that's 1-855-632-5776. You know how we always do. We always got to have special guests on our show. And I am proud to have once again, it's been a minute since he's been on our show. And we are proud to be the official media partners for Atlanta's largest LGBT film festival, Out on Film. We've been media partners with them now going on, I think, 6 years. It's been a long time. And we've come a long way. We are proud to be official board members of this fabulous organization. We have the festival director back with us once again. Brother Jim Farmer is in the house.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me again.
No problem, man. Glad to have you back with us on our show to talk about the 30th anniversary celebration of Out on Film. Can you believe it's been 30 years?
I cannot believe it's been 30 years. I've been doing this for almost 10 years, and I feel like I age about 7 years each year.
Okay. Wow, man. You all have just had a successful run of premiere screenings for the early part of the year as a way to kind of get people ready for the 30th anniversary celebration. Kind of give our audience a rundown of the previous screenings that you all have just presented.
Well, you know, in January, we had a screening of I Am Not Your Negro. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of kicked off 2017. We've had events throughout this year. We had a screening of a film called Political Animals. Mm-hmm. We had a film called Pushing Dead, which is an AIDS comedy. Mm-hmm. And then we had three events in June, the last of which was the Georgia premiere of A Very Sordid Wedding, which is the sequel to Sordid Lives.
Gotcha.
It was the biggest success in our history. We had 1,400 people over four screenings, so it was a phenomenal success for us.
Wow, and you all still had everything at the fabulous location, the Midtown Arts Cinema.
The Midtown Arts Cinema, which is our beloved location. They are so good to us there.
Yeah, man. What can people expect, by the way, for this upcoming 30th anniversary, man? I mean, I'm so excited about it. I'm just really excited about it. 30 years of our lives, our films on screen, man. I mean, it's just so exciting.
We're excited too. I mean, this is our 30th year, and we want to do something special. So we're expanding this year from 8 days to 11 days.
Wow.
So it'll be exciting because we have enough films to show there. It's just a matter of finding the right fit for every day, finding the right balance. But it's exciting to us to expand and grow a little bit and try to do some special things. We're going to, again, focus on having great films, a great mixture of films. We're focusing on having filmmakers in every day of the event, and we're just trying some new things this year. We're still in the midst of planning and all, but you know, in 11 days you can do a lot, and we're going to try to shoot for the moon and try to do some unique fun events this year.
Now, I noticed that has Out on Film, has that been the name for this organization for throughout the 30 years, or did it start off as something else? Kind of tell the people a little bit about the history of that, because I know a lot of people don't know.
You know, I'm not real up on the early days of Out on Film. I know that a group of Atlantans started showing LGBT films, you know, in basements, churches, because there really was a lack of product at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, it sort of developed into the name Out on Film, but that was when it was with Image Film and Video that
gotcha.
Really became Out on Film.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably about halfway through the 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So for at least the last 15 years or so, it has been named Out on Film.
Gotcha.
I think in the early days, it was just sort of I don't think there was really an official name. It was just, you know, groups getting together to showcase some quality LGBT films and programming.
Wow. And I know when you actually came on board, which is, as you stated, it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. Actually, it was 2008, so I'm programming my 10th festival right now.
That's awesome, man. Awesome.
Thank you.
What inspired you to actually be a part of the festival from the get-go?
I think it's a good fit for me. I've always had a passion for film and interest. You know, I worked briefly in the industry as a publicist and in film marketing, and it really, you know, I loved it. It was something I was good at, something I enjoyed doing. So when I found out that the Atlanta Film Festival was going to focus year-round on their event, and they were going to give Out on Film back to the LGBT community, I mean, I was literally the first person to raise my hand. And, you know, I thought, hey, I'll give this a try and see how it goes, see if I can survive the first year. And, you know, I survived, barely. But it's something that we all enjoy doing, and it's very, very important.
Wow. Yeah, because I had forgot that Out on Film was at for a brief period up under the Atlanta Film Festival.
Exactly.
It was like a component under the Atlanta Film Festival.
Exactly. And, you know, I have such admiration for the Atlanta Film Festival. They're called the Atlanta Film Society now, but the fact that they, for the longest time, used to produce the Atlanta Film Festival and then produce Out on Film in the fall, that is, anyone who does that can tell you that's insane, because one festival alone can pretty much put you in the grave, but to do two. So the fact that they, you know, chose to work on the Atlanta Film Festival as they grew was natural, and it sort of gave us the opportunity to put a new group together and sort of come up with their own thing.
Gotcha. Even between the years that we've been media partners with the organization, we've seen a lot of growth. We've seen a lot of changes happen. We've seen a lot of more inclusion and diversity over the years.
Exactly.
Because I know that's more of a main focus for you all in the latter years. Now, it's been more of a main focus to make sure that everybody within the spectrum of the LGBTQ community is included.
That is, I have to say, thanks for recognizing that, because that is an absolute must for us. When we first got together and we decided what we want to do, we said this is our biggest mission, because we're here to serve the entire community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's vital for us to show films that hopefully represent who we are as a community.
Mm-hmm. What is it that we are, if you can kind of tell a little bit about what can people expect this year for Out on Film, since this has been extended this time to 11 days? Because we do know that Out on Film for the recent years has always been like the precursor now to Atlanta Pride, and which is kind of wonderful when you think about that. It's like you leave one thing, one festival in the LGBT community to actually climax to Atlanta Pride, which is actually 2 days on the weekend. So kind of give a brief synopsis of what people can expect this year for the 30th anniversary, if you can get into it right now.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is more. I mean, we're still real deep right now in our submission period, deciding what to show and who we're going to bring in. We have, you know, we have a decent amount of films that we've already chosen. One of the films that I love this year is a documentary called Behind the Curtain, Todrick Hall.
Mm.
Todrick Hall is very well known these days. Mm-hmm. He was on American Idol.
Yes.
He was on RuPaul's Drag Race. He's also been touring with his Straight Outta Oz for the last couple of years. He was actually in Atlanta earlier this spring at the Symphony. It's a great documentary, really showcasing Todrick's career mm-hmm. and his dedication to what he's doing. What he does is very important, and you see in the film, you know, how he struggled over the years to really be who he is, mm-hmm. get to where he is professionally. But no matter how busy he is, he's really there for his fans to really try to give them a message and really entertain them. And you know, it's a tremendous documentary, and I'm so proud that we're showing it.
Wow, that's going to be awesome.
Yes.
We're going to take our only commercial break for this show. And when we come back, we have more with the festival director of Atlanta's largest LGBT film festival, Out on Film, celebrating their 30th anniversary celebration this year. Please stay tuned. We have more in store.
South Fulton, Tri-Cities, Douglas County, South Cobb, and West Atlanta. Looking for a place to find out news and information about your community? Well, the Home Rule News is here just for you. Visit us online at www.homerulenews.com. That's www.homerulenews.com. Your news, your community. Now you know.
This is Larry Carter, official board member of Southwest Atlanta Pride. Since 2013, we've been a driving force in bridging the gap between LGBTQ neighbors on Atlanta's Southwest Side. Our mission is to support, educate, and inspire community by building bridges of unity and educating others in hopes of making every place a safe place in Southwest Atlanta, which includes West End, Westview, Capitol View, East Point, College Park, Cascade, and more. For more information on how you can support, partner, and donate, please visit Facebook.com/Southwest Atlanta Pride or email swatlantapride@gmail.com.
Meek Productions is proud to be an official media partner for this organization.
Are you an LGBT music artist looking for worldwide exposure? Well, look no further. Meek Productions does it again as it presents the official radio spinoff of the upcoming music workshop and concert series, the Various Artist Talent Showcase. Tune in twice a month as we give the latest hits from the newest music discoveries in the LGBT community. We support and believe in the independent artists. To have your music played on our radio show, visit our official Facebook group or visit our website at meekproductions.com. That's M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S.com. The Various Artist Talent Showcase, where LGBT music artists take flight.
Greetings, this is Jim Farmer, Festival Director of Out on Film. You're tuned in to the best in LGBT community news and commentary on Meek Pro Media Special Edition. Don't go anywhere, we'll be right back after this break.
Hey, this is Maurice Jamal, and I want to invite you to join me with a new movement that is designed to honor, preserve, present, and recognize the numerous contributions of Black LGBT people all across our country. History of Black Gay America is Meek Productions' new division, created for the advancement, evolution, and progression of queer people of color. So if you're a pride organizer, activist, or historian and want this concept in your city, and you should, register as a chapter manager or representative by visiting their website, blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's blkgayusa.meekproductions.com. Remember, know your history and know your heritage.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before, so before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to glaad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
Are you looking to expand your business, seeking employment connections, or are you looking to grow your professional network? The Metro Atlanta Association of Professionals is Atlanta's first and oldest business association for professional members of the LGBT community and our allies. Looking for networking? There's a map for that. For more information about membership and being a part of their legacy, please visit their website at www.maapatl.org. Once again, that's mapatl.org.
Greetings. This is Joshua Lorenz, president of the Metro Atlanta Association of Professionals. We look forward to seeing you at our next event.
And we're back with the last half of our afternoon edition of Meek Pro Media Special Edition News with our special return guest, the festival director of Out on Film. Jim Farmer is still with us.
Hello. I'm still here.
Yeah, still here. Celebrating our 30th anniversary of our lives and our stories on the big screen here in the ATL. Now, you was just in the midst of talking about one of the feature documentaries that's going to feature my boy Todrick.
Yes,
that's going to be hot. Now tell us about some of the other highlights that people can expect this year besides the expansion of 11 Days.
We have some great films for women this year.
Wow.
Of course, I can't really talk about a lot of them because we're still negotiating everything and working out the details of when we're showing it, who we're bringing in. But this could probably be the biggest year ever for female films and work by female directors.
I'm
very excited about that. Another film that we can announce is another documentary. This one will resonate with a lot of people. It's a documentary about Armistead Maupin, who's real famous for writing Tales of the City.
Okay.
It's called The Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin. It's really about Armistead Maupin's life growing up in San Francisco as a writer, as an activist, how Tales of the City came about, and how Tales of the City really, you know, struck a chord. And really, for people like myself, Tales of the City was one of the first times we could watch TV and see people like us on public television.
Wow.
And it's got some great interviews in it, people like Laura Linney, Olympia Dukakis. It's just a tremendously engaging documentary.
Wow,
and
awesome.
I'm very, very excited about that.
That's going to be exciting. What else? Can you share something else? Yes. More.
Trying to think. We have a lot of shorts this year. We have probably about... last year we had 11 shorts programs. I think we're going to have something similar this year. We're trying some midnight screenings. This is not official yet, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but we would love to do an encore of A Very Sordid Wedding again, because it was so successful, and it'll be coming out on DVD sometime after the festival. So we would love to get an encore of that, maybe get some of the other guests to come down, because I mean, it really is one of those films that people want to see over and over and like hear the lines of dialogue that they missed the first time because there was so much laughter.
Wow.
So yeah, we're just, you know, trying to have some fun this year and, you know, have all sorts of programming and diversity, inclusivity, and you know, I think it's going to be a great year.
I think it is too. I also like the fact that even throughout the beginning of the year, when you all started, you know, preparing for the 30th anniversary, that you kind of highlighted some of the features from last year's festival, like Political Animals, that debuted last year, and also Political Animals. That was another one that you all did, the Catch One Cafe. I think I remember
Jules Catch One.
That was that debuted last year, because I remember when we all, well, of course, you know, when we handled all of like the pre-marketing and promotions for last year, I remember seeing the actual movie flyer for it. And that one turned out real great too, didn't it?
Yeah, Jules Catch One is a great film. I'm glad that we were able to show that. You know, when we do special screenings like that, we do it for two reasons. A, to really keep our name out there, not just be perceived as being a once-a-year event, but also because, you know, we show so many great films a year, and inevitably, when you have 140 films, there are going to be a few films that just sort of fall through the cracks, don't get quite the buzz other films do. Political Animals was one of those films last year that people loved, but, you know, it didn't have the draw of some of the bigger, splashier films. So it was really good to show that again this year for people who missed it the first time to really catch up on it and see what a great film it was.
Yeah, because I know Real Boy was one of those films as well, because Real Boy was featured last year.
Exactly.
And you all had a chance to kind of re-show that again this year as well.
And it was just, we worked with a lot of community organizations this year, had a great turnout at the Plaza Theater for the screening this year.
Wow.
Had a Q&A, a Skype Q&A with the director afterwards.
Awesome. That was great. Tell us about the, since it's 11 days, I know there's been talk about you all being in more than one location this year as well.
Yeah, so we're very excited this year. This is this is experimental for us. I mean, we're gonna, we're gonna see how this goes and engage next year on this. But we're doing the first 8 days at the Midtown Arts Cinema,
mm-hmm.
and then the final 3 days of the festival, we're gonna do Outfront Theater Company. Outfront
awesome.
Theater Company is the city's new LGBTQ theater company. So it seems like a natural to do some programming there. We actually have had events there before.
Uh-huh.
We've had a tremendous relationship with them, with the space, with the administrative team over there. So we're looking forward to doing 3 days over there and having some fun programming over there.
That's going to be awesome. I had a chance to visit Outfront Theater. Yeah. It's a real nice space.
It's a great space. And what I love about it is that Paul Conroy, the executive director, artistic director, is committed to do LGBTQ programming, but he also wants to use the space as sort of a programming venue.
Yeah.
Work with everybody in town. And I think that is so important to really reach out and say, mm-hmm. we're here, come work with us. Let's all work together as a community. And that's exactly what we're about as well.
Now, out front, if you're listening, you got to come on our show now.
Paul Conroy, you need to come over here.
Okay.
Paul Conroy, I know you're in New York right now. You've got a legitimate excuse, but when you get back, you need to come over here.
You sure do. We got to talk about your vision, man.
Yes.
And the theater, because the theater is an awesome space.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance to do media coverage at the Our Founding Valentine's.
Yeah.
Early part of this year with Touching Up Our Roots. Giving a shout out to Dave again, mm-hmm. and to Atlanta Pride. Make sure y'all get in touch with us, because we got to do some more things with you all this year as well. And I know Atlanta Pride has been supporting you all for a long time.
We have a great relationship with Atlanta Pride. It is a little ironic because the dynamic has changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Pride used to be in June.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be the big cheese of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Now Atlanta Pride is in the fall. Mm-hmm. And now Atlanta Pride is by far the big cheese. But they're great. I mean, I love what Atlanta Pride does. The fact that they grow every year. They expand. I love the team over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we are so close together, it's great to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Pride usually, has a Atlanta Pride sponsored film that they really promote.
Mm-hmm.
They're great about getting the word out about us and mm-hmm. really helping us with our publicity. So, I mean, I adore what Atlanta Pride does, and I love having them as a great community partner.
And I also love the fact that, especially once when Atlanta Pride first got moved to the fall, when they finally settled in on their official date for each year after that, that it fits right in right after Out on Film ends. So it's like you all have now officially become like the precursor festival that leads into Atlanta Pride, and Atlanta Pride is almost sort of like the big hurrah amongst those two particular festivals.
We do have a lot of people who tell us that they, come in from other parts of the South,
mm-hmm.
around the country early and do like the last 3 or 4 days of Out on Film, then mm-hmm. stick around for Atlanta Pride. And that's how it's done in San Francisco.
Really?
Because their film festival Frameline is 11 days, and the final 2 days of Frameline are San Francisco Pride.
Wow.
So we never really designated ours to be that, but as fate would have it, that's the way Atlanta works out as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just so ironic that it just happened to just be like that.
Exactly.
Neither party planned for that to happen, and so the universe just made it happen.
Exactly.
What do you want people to know when it comes to this upcoming year of the 30th anniversary? Before we close out today, what is it that you want people to know and to do as it relates to Out on Film?
I mean, I think that I want to reiterate how committed we are to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We do what we do. Nobody works, doing a film festival for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, please. I mean, I can make more money delivering pizzas.
Okay.
we do what we do because we're committed to the community. We want to give the community a good product. And we know how vital it is to have positive voices. In a world where we still have to fight for so many things,
mm-hmm.
Where there's so much negativity out there, what I love about our event is that you can go see positive images of LGBTQ life and see it with your peers,
mm-hmm.
see it in a welcoming environment, and have a great place to go, a safe haven for 11 days. What do I want people to know about us? It's vital to support us. We're very dependent on the community.
Mm-hmm.
These days, you can see a film anywhere. You can see a film on Netflix. You
mm-hmm.
can see a film on your phone. You can see a
yes.
film, in the sky. you literally can see a film anywhere. What we like to stress is that we are an event.
Mm-hmm.
And, we are about making our festival and event where you can see a film that you may not see anywhere else, meet mm-hmm. a director who is maybe the next big thing, meet a filmmaker who's very decorated, and really come out and be part of the community and support what we're doing and embrace the great quality LGBT films that are out there.
It's also, for those people that are listening, don't forget that Out on Film is also a awesome networking opportunity.
Thank you for mentioning that. What we have noticed in the last 3 or 4 years is that we have so many people who come to the festival because they've moved here. Mm-hmm. They want to work in the industry. And it's so ironic to have people who used to live in Los Angeles move to Atlanta to be part of the industry. And it's great because we're having filmmakers here maybe for the first time who say, yeah, I love this area. I love the people. And I want to make my next film here. And that has happened a lot. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's really, you know, it's becoming, there are a lot more industry people at the event these days who are here to network, meet other people or filmmakers who are here because they've heard all the great buzz about Atlanta and what's here.
Gotcha. To support and to just give your donations and to find out more information about this year's 30th anniversary of Out on Film, please visit the official website, www.outonfilm.org. Go ahead.
And our dates this year are September 28th through October 8th. 11 full days.
Yeah, September 28th through October 8th. And they also, if I'm not mistaken, still have the GoFundMe campaign that's still going on right now.
We have our Indiegogo campaign
going on. It's Indiegogo, I'm sorry, yeah.
It's okay. We have our Indiegogo campaign going on in July, really to help us bring in filmmakers because, you know, flights are expensive. Mm-hmm. We don't have a flight sponsor. So every flight that we, you know, have comes out of our pocket. So any money that we can raise goes directly toward Atlanta. It goes directly toward helping us bringing in more filmmakers and talent and fleshing out the festival.
Cool, man. Thank you so much once again, Jim, for being a part of our show once again. We always love having you, man.
Thanks for all your support.
No problem, man. Once again, outonfilm.org is the official website, and thank you for tuning in to another special afternoon edition of Meet Pro Media Special Edition News. This is the CEO signing off. Look forward to hearing from you and hopefully seeing you real soon. Soon. Take care.
Ooh, you come see ya.
You're invited to experience the evolution of business with professionalism. The MAE Corporation USA is a professional business consulting firm that has been servicing Atlanta's small business community for over 14 years strong. With a special niche in supporting and jump-starting new startups and taking micro enterprises to the next level, we have become the city's one-stop shop for small businesses. If you're in need of graphic and web design at an affordable rate, entrepreneurial support for your new business ideas, entertainment management for your musical artists or special event, or if you're just looking to enhance your business networking skills, then visit the MAE Corporation USA online at www.maecorpusa.com. Once again, that's www.maecorpusa.com. Or you can call our toll-free number at 1-800-930-7291. Once again, that's 1-800-930-7291. The MAE Corporation USA, where we're giving you business in its fullness.